taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we welcome Dr. Connie Leeper, a family medicine obstetrician at University Medical Center. Let's listen as she explains the continuity of care family medicine obstetricians can provide as they care for their mothers before, during, and after pregnancy. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Connie Leeper is our guest today on Health Matters, talking about all things babies. You've been on with us before. The last time I spoke with you, you were expecting a baby. Now you have a 2.5-year-old baby, so you are officially an expert in babies, right?
Yes, from personal and professional.
What is that like? I wonder if our viewers watching want to know, okay, she's an obstetrician and now she's had a baby. Did you learn things through your own pregnancy that you're glad you know now that you didn't know before?
Yeah, definitely. It definitely changes kind of how I talk to patients and just and being able to relate to them. And I think experiencing things for yourself is definitely different.
When a lady says, I'm feeling this over here, you go, oh, I know just what that is. I felt that too.
Exactly.
Well, everybody roots for physicians to make us all feel healthy and feel better. But boy, when I hear someone's an obstetrician taking care of women who are having babies, delivering babies, I become a fan immediately. If I was smart enough, that's what I would want to do. You are smart enough. What are the challenges, more than smart, what are the challenges you're facing in your practice and other obstetricians are facing, especially when it comes to people who live in rural areas? I know that's important to you.
Yeah, I think so. You know, in rural areas, and Alabama is such a rural state, it's definitely a big issue here. It's hard to have access to care and to all the specialty care that you might need. And so one of the things with obstetrics can be making sure that you have access to prenatal care and access to a hospital where you can deliver your baby, and ensuring that you're going to get the quality care that you need, just because there's not enough obstetricians to go around in all rural areas, and sometimes not enough patients for an obstetrician to have enough patients to practice. And so one way that need is filled in rural areas can be family medicine obstetricians. And so those are family doctors that have gone through 3 years of family medicine training who then do extra training in obstetrics to be comfortable taking care of women, delivering babies, and often high-risk pregnancies and C-sections.
Being in a rural area is part of the challenge. I understand that minority communities are especially challenge sometime to get proper care as well. Do you experience that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, especially, you know, in certain parts of Alabama, there are big minority populations. And so making sure, and some of those patients can be high risk for during their pregnancies to have complications. And so making sure that they have someone, a physician that's knowledgeable and able to take care of any complications that might arise.
Obviously, even to a layman like me, complications can certainly be related to not having proper guidance and prenatal care.
Right. There's a lot of things that we can pick up during prenatal care and treat, and things that we can try and give, medications we can give to try and prevent complications in the future, or during the course of the pregnancy. So one of the main reasons that we think it's so important to get prenatal care for all women that are pregnant.
For any woman that's watching now that is of a place in their life or age where they hope to have, expect to have a baby down the road, as soon as you begin trying to become pregnant, or as soon as you are pregnant, there are some good supplements and vitamins and healthy eating advice. Give us a couple of those headlines, would you?
Yeah, definitely. So we try and tell people that if there's actually a recommendation that even if you're of reproductive age, if you're a reproductive age woman, that you should be on a prenatal vitamin, just because it has extra folic acid in it and vitamins to make sure that you're getting all the nutrients you need, no matter how good your diet is, to sustain a pregnancy. And ideally, you want to be on those vitamins even before you know that you're pregnant, because so much of the baby's organs are developed in like the first few weeks, often before women even know that they're pregnant.
Talk to us a bit about the fellowship offerings that you mentioned to me before we began recording. What is the fellowship? who is involved in it and why will it benefit the folks who are watching today?
Yeah. So family medicine obstetrics is, we have a fellowship at University of Alabama, and there are several fellowships across the country that give family medicine doctors extra training in obstetrics. So this is, it would be for physicians who have completed 3 years of family medicine residency. And if they have an interest in doing obstetrics and high-risk obstetrics and doing surgical obstetrics, so C-sections and things like that, then they can get an extra year or two of training specifically in obstetrics, where they're often, you know, working on a labor and delivery floor most of the time, doing prenatal care, things like that, so that they can get extra exposure so that they have enough numbers to feel comfortable doing that in their future practice.
And you touched on it. Let's make sure we understand that a family medicine obstetrician can take care of all of a woman's needs from before pregnancy, pregnancy, delivery, and everything. And maybe the mindset out there sometimes is, well, this is my doctor, but now I've got to go to an OBGYN somewhere. That's not necessarily the case. They can come to a doctor like you, who they're already familiar with, and continue to get service by you.
Yes, that's correct. So I think that's one of the biggest benefits I think that we love about being family medicine obstetricians is we can take care of women before they're pregnant, even as children, teenagers, as they're thinking about getting pregnant. And then when they do get pregnant, we can continue their care, do all of their prenatal care, participate in their delivery, do their deliveries, and then also be able to take care of the baby afterwards as well.
Can women find out through the university or online how to find a family physician obstetrician that if they don't have one?
Yeah, definitely. So with the University Medical Center, you could definitely call and ask for a family medicine obstetrician. Mm-hmm. A lot of the, like through Medicaid, the offices often know which providers are available that are obstetricians or family medicine obstetricians and know which providers do deliveries.
I hope you won't mind me ending by asking kind of a, I don't know, sentimental question. Does delivering a baby ever get old? Do you ever deliver a baby and not just be amazed? And I know the mom and the dad certainly are because it's their first and they're all excited. But for a physician, that's still got to be an exciting moment.
Yeah, no, it definitely is. I mean, I think that's one of the best. I mean, that's the best experience. That's the joy for definitely in my career is being part of that very, very special moment for families. And it's just, it's especially special when you've taken care of that woman for their whole entire pregnancy and you've gotten to know the family. You've gotten to know their desires and their wishes and how they've struggled through the pregnancy. And then you're there and you finally get to see the reward of it and that new addition. So it's definitely a special moment that for me has definitely not ever gotten old.
I can tell. And any woman that finds you for care and ends up having you care for them will be a fortunate woman indeed. Thank you for visiting with us today. We always enjoy seeing you, Dr. Lieber.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.